Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show. My name is Peter Ogburn, sitting in for Bill Press for this edition of the podcast. And we are lucky enough to be joined by someone who I am sure you have seen on TV and heard his comedy, Lewis Black. Comedian Lewis Black joins us on the phone. Hey, Lewis, how are you, sir?
Delightful. Every day is more of a joy.
Well, I actually want to start there because I've actually interviewed you several times at different shows. I interviewed you when George W. Bush was president. I interviewed you when Barack Obama was president. Yeah. And, like, people that know your comedy know that you can get a little angry at the news sometimes. And it's amazing to find, like, new ways to get angry about worse things, right? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. This is nuts. What's really nuts is the amount of blowback over this guy more than others. People get really upset. I've made jokes about all these people.
Yeah.
Then I make a joke about him, and it's like, oh, can't believe, how come you didn't make a joke about this guy? Well, I did. Okay?
I did that already.
All right, so now I'm allowed to make a joke about him. It's like I did a thing recently on Colbert where I talked about, you know, the same joke. Done the same joke every time somebody's the president, pretty much every summer. You know, if a president starts piping off during the summer, I go, you don't get to, the president doesn't get to talk to us during the summer. That's our time. Shut up. Okay? That's like, it's like the same thing as when we were in, you know, when we were in school. Summer is, we're off. We're off during the summer. Unless it's like a war or something, zip it.
Yeah, I think that the next president or the next candidate for president, their platform should basically be like, hey, look, I don't want to occupy your headspace 24/7. That's really all I want to do. And you know what? I don't care who they are. They got my vote.
But no, that's really, that's like 90% of it. I mean, this is, I mean, it's essentially, it's a reality show. And, every news carrier is involved with creating a form of that reality show, and I don't get it anymore. I don't understand it. I don't know why.
Let me ask you.
They need to be involved.
let me ask you this, because I get this question a lot, because people are going, "Oh, this must be really good for your industry, right?" In talk radio, and we talk progressive politics. Oh, this must be really, really good for you, and I'm sure you get the same thing. This must be really, really good for you because you get a lot of great content. Which,
yeah, I said, it's good. He's good for me. You know, he's good for comedy in the way a stroke is good for a nap. Okay? Like overload. It's not good.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, yes, it's good, because look at the horrible things that are happening.
Well, it's also, it's, you know, half the time, you know, it's like, you know, when you're watching and they kind of go, oh, he's lying.
Yeah.
And then they show you that he's lying, and then he said that he didn't lie, and then they have tape of him. I mean, you just kind of go, come on, already. And then when he says something and you're asking me to believe it, which I'd like to do, it's hard to believe it since he's, you know, since the day before he was lying.
Yeah. No, it's,
but also, you know, the difference is between him and any other president is I came to New York 40 years ago, and he was in my neighborhood. I mean, he lived here, you know, in New York City. I lived in New York City. I started doing jokes about him from the time I arrived here. And I've been doing jokes about him for 40 years, and I'm sick of it. Tired of it.
Well, you know,
jokes.
It's so interesting.
The jokes are no different.
I've said this on air before. You know, I think the D.C. media is still having a hard time figuring out how to cover Donald Trump. And the people who know him best and do the best job covering him are those that from New York media. They know who he is, and they know how he's operated for so long that, like, you know, D.C. media is still operating under this idea that the president is going to adhere to a set of norms. And New York media knows that Donald Trump, the sky's the limit. Like, nothing's off limits for him.
Right. No, exactly. And the other thing is that, you know, you don't, there's no reason to, unless his tweet actually has something to do with policy, you don't quote the tweet.
Right. Right.
There's no reason to quote his tweet about Michael Cohen. None. That's not policy.
Yeah. No, I can't with the Twitter stuff from him anymore. I can't follow it. The people that we had a guy on the show earlier this week that was talking about how he gets the notifications every time Trump tweets. And I can't think of a more pitiful existence than having to deal with that all the time.
No, it's like, that'd be like taking your own temperature every 12 minutes. How would you do that?
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you, you know, in the age of Donald Trump, right, like, are there any sort of sacred cows left for your industry of comedy? I mean, is there anything that you don't touch on with Donald Trump?
But there's things that you, it just depends. I mean,
sure.
If you can, I'll tell you, trying to talk about, it's not a sacred cow, but trying to talk about guns, you know, yeah. And, gun safety in front of an audience it becomes insane.
Yeah.
Because they get nuts. Because it's like, apparently, if you try to kind of propose anything that has to do with normalizing the way in which we, you know, since everybody having a gun hasn't really worked out, you got to go, well, maybe can we find another way to do it? You know, they get crazy over it. It's not. I mean, I've kind of found other ways to deal with it, and I come around it from. It's finding other angles to get at things.
Yeah, yeah. That
because people get too wrapped up. They're convinced that somebody's going to take their gun away, which is psychotic. Psychotic.
Yeah. I mean, we had 8 years of Barack Obama where people were saying they're going to take the guns away, and it never happened. I want to ask you, Lewis.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with reality.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you is the National Comedy Center is opening up. You were an advisory board member. Tell us a little bit about this, because I saw this. It just seems so cool, and I'm shocked that there wasn't something like this that already existed.
Well, I mean, they've tried. There's all sorts of groups that have tried to kind of get this done, and then finally because the state of New York has been kind of putting, you know, as other states have done, trying to put money into areas to kind of develop them. And the Jamestown, where this is near, it's in an area where there's, some really nice golf courses. The Niagara Falls is near there. Chautauqua, which is a well-visited, learning area in off this beautiful lake, which is about 10-15 minutes from Jamestown. Jamestown is the is where Lucille Ball was born, and her I call it her ancestral home. And nice. They used to have a festival dedicated to her, which evolved eventually into why don't we, you know, and there was a museum of her stuff, and they would each year kind of celebrate her, and it evolved into why don't we create a museum, which is something she really had pushed for, create a center where we would, kind of a historical center, a literally a Library of Congress of comedy, which makes it not sound as funny as it is. There's like 37,000 square feet, anywhere from 35 to 40 to 50 interactive exhibits. Most of what goes on there is interactive, but then you can go in there and you'll see the Harold Ramis's costume from Ghostbusters.
Oh, wow.
Or Jerry Seinfeld's fluffy shirt. I mean, they're these kind of instant memories for people that are there kind of all ages. You know, Pixar has put some stuff in. It's animation. It's funny movies. It's funny television. It's the entire spectrum of comedy. It's the Marx Brothers. It's W.C. Fields. There's a whole room, a whole small room dedicated to George Carlin. They have all of his papers. They have all Shelley Berman's papers. They're gonna have all of probably Robert Klein's papers. They're going to have all of my papers. They're going to, so they're essentially going to create exhibits, and I think George will be kind of a permanent exhibit there because of the pivotal nature of him in the world of comedy.
Well, I think it's high time that that we had something like this. Again, it's in Jamestown, New York. The National Comedy Center is going to be opening up. Coming up this week, lots of really cool things. Advisory board member Lewis Black, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
I really enjoyed it. And I'm, you know, the nice thing is that, you know, I've got this summer off. So hopefully when I hit the road again in the fall, we'll be very, very, very funny about all of this nonsense. I plan to be.
Yeah, good. I'm sure you will be. I have no doubt about that.
And if you're looking for a way to kind of escape this comedy, you know, the comedy now more than ever, and it's a place to go to get out of it. And then you could go from there and then head down the road and go to Cleveland, go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a weekend.
What a great way to, like, get away from the news headlines. I think that's an excellent idea. Comedian Lewis Black, thank you so much for joining us here on The Bill Press Show. I really appreciate it, buddy.